Recorded Books and RB Digital present Shattered Mirror by Iris Johansson, narrated by Elizabeth Rogers. Chapter 1. The lights in the lake cottage sent out a cozy glow that lit the banks of the lake and made that house of death appear welcoming. Everything about the place and property spoke of beauty, and a deceptive invitation that made one think that all was well with this world. Because she was there, Rory Norwalk thought, as he moved a few steps closer, his gaze on the cottage. She was the heart of the house, the one who destroyed the balance, who had ruined everything when she could have saved. She claimed that she was a mender, a fixer, but Norwalk knew that was all lies. He was the one who would fix what was broken. Eve Duncan only interfered and made a mockery of what was true and right. But that was going to stop. He couldn't permit it any longer. Laughter. He stepped back in the shadow of the trees as a jeep drove up into the driveway. It was the father and the son. It was the little boy who had laughed. He laughed a lot, careless, joyous laughter that was as deceptive as this house. How could he be joyous when he lived with that woman who was so evil? Because he was evil too? Norwalk had suspected it and was almost certain that the boy, Michael, would have to be fixed.
Stay here,
Joe Quinn told his son as he got out of the car and started up the porch steps.
I'll do it, but you'll owe me, Michael. She told you not to do it again.